My family prepared a special song in Korean, Indonesian, and in English. And you know this song. 같이 봐요. The first Korean, Indonesian, and English.
This is such a privilege to share how God leads my family in Indonesia. And I do have a responsibility to share my life because you guys always remember my family in your prayer. So this is not only my family story, but also your story because we are one team. What do you think? Yes, amen. Okay. The shadow of the Almighty. And I'm going to share my story according to this order. The first, we're going to meditate on God's word. And then life in Indonesia, living in Indonesia as God's servant, and a future plan. The second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, Paul said this, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." This one verse will explain about the 4 years our life in Indonesia. The Paul said, the first, what do we have according to this verse? He said, we have a treasure. So what treasure we have? All the promises in the Bible. God is so faithful. His provisions. He's kind. He's a good shepherd. So many good words. And also, there is a warning. If you do not believe Jesus Christ as a Savior, then you will get eternal punishments. And there was a two, blessing word and a warning. So this is all treasure. But the second, where do we have the treasure? And Paul is interesting to mention an earthen vessel. Living in Indonesia is not easy. The Swan mentioned 35 Celsius, more than 40 or 45. We went through that. It is too hot. But we already knew that we are weak, but He is strong. And what is the goal of God? in this verse. He said, the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So I'm going to tell you some stories that happen in Indonesia with my families. And you will see, we are weak, but He is strong. He made everything. So we want to glorify His name. So this is my family. And then kids are growing so fast. Yeah, every time when you come back to Canada, they kind of are growing. And we are same. So Aaron now grade 6, and Annie grade 3, and Hannah senior kindergarten. So our life in Indonesia is God's grace. So look at the Indonesian map, Sumatra, Java, Kalimantan, Sulawesi, Maluku, and Papua. These are 6 provinces. So where we lived, we landed in Indonesia, and the central Java, 2014 January. Then we moved to Manado, 2015. And then we finished our learning Indonesian and cultural study. And also we did several survey trips. So in the future, hopefully, if God opened the door for my family, we'd like to share these blue squares areas. And the challenges, the volcano. I never seen a volcano eruption, but I saw a couple times the ash in front of my houses. So when you check the news in Indonesia, and sometimes the volcano erupt. An earthquake. Have you ever experienced earthquake? Maybe not. And then one time I was kind of a study Indonesian, and then my desk was moving like this. And then I thought, okay, one of my kids play with my chair. But in a second, and then one more time moving. And then my wife opened the door and then shouting to me, "Hey, Andrew, earthquake!" "What?" "Get out of the house!" And then we all went out. And then we didn't know what happened. And then later, my friend sent SMS, "Hey, guys, are you okay? We had an earthquake, 6.6. And then what about a flood? We have a rainy season. So when we had the heavy rain, from the mountains, all come down to the shore, and then the people, they just threw garbage in the stream. So actually the river is blocked because of the lots of garbage, and they made a flood. So these challenges. Every day at the night, we say, "Thank you, Lord. We still survive." And what about food? Indonesian food is so yummy. And thankfully, they eat rice every day. But they also like the different food. Snake. When I see the snake in the bush, I scared. But they said, "Wow, we found a good food." And what about bat? They like it. And then they especially like the wings. They say, "This is very crispy." So when my family invited to their birthday party or special kind of a celebration, and they prepare these kinds of meal, and then usually they gave the chance to the guest first. So how can I eat that? So I wait just a second and pray, "God, how can I eat this?" And then I open the eyes, and then all the food gone. You know what? This is a very precious food for them. They are looking for to eat this. And I say, "Oh, wow, no food. Okay, maybe next time." And they also eat rat. This is not house rat, but it's mountains. So as an adult, we can control what we like to eat and what we don't. But my kids, especially my youngest, Hannah, she ate everything people gave her. So what happened? She got diarrhea. And then we worry about dehydrate. So we brought her to the ER. But my wife took care of Hannah, and then very next day, my wife also in the hospital because the diarrhea transferred to my wife. And then the local people who had the Bible study with us, and then they came to hospital. And another thing that the key is the safety. This is a local newspaper. Satu anak 5 miliar means one child, $50,000. Can you guess what it means? The Indonesia developed country, so there is a big economic gap between the rich people and the poor people. So poor people, their average monthly wage is around $150. But the rich people, they own the island, and some people, they have their own militaries. So it's a pretty big gap. So people try to find a way to make money more quickly. So they kidnap the kids. And then the policeman found several children found it without organs. So when they kidnap, they took the organ and sell that organ to the Chinese black market. So one time in our village, the stranger came, and they looking for the kids to play alone. And then thankfully, one of our neighborhood found him, and then he ran away. So when you pray for our safety, God really protect us. And then my wife did 2 years of homeschooling. As a parent, sometimes good, sometimes not. So they happy or not? We never know. And then my wife used the curriculum from state. So she taught my kids in English in classroom, but we speak Korean in house, and then she taught Korean to my kids. And also she hired Indonesian teacher, so my kids learn Indonesian as well. So sometimes I taught them how to make a garden and some other practical skill, like this. They are making their own garden. And they really enjoy, those kind of project school. And my wife taught them how to cook, and they had cooking classes, and they really like it. And I taught Aaron how to barbecue the fishes in traditional way. And living in Indonesia as God's servants, and then God showed me several things, so I like to share. It is God's heart. So I went into the Taliabo 2016 to attend the Bible conference. From the Manado to Taliabo, by boat 1 week, but by flight 2 hours. The first, God's heart in the Bible. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth? 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. I went to the small village, the name Ngoli, where the Bible conference happened. But most of village people, they don't like it. Because most of them, the Muslim, so they don't like the Christian people get together and study Bible and then sing the hymn. So when I went there, the atmosphere was not the happy. And then first, what I saw, the public schools was a building. Do you know that if the governments, they try to build the public school in each tribes because they want to make a tribal people to Muslim. The Muslim public school curriculums, the base on the Muslim. So when kids go to school, even they go to church every Sunday, they were influenced by teaching. So when they graduate, they became the Muslim. So, and another thing that many Muslim workers from different islands, they came to the tribe, and then they affected to some other their
life perspective to the tribal people. So I was trying to go see how the village looks like. And then I found the one little kid that he was so tired or this is very cranky. And then when I saw the little kids, I remembered my family in the other side of Indonesia because I already left my home. It's 4 days. I was missing my family. And then I saw the little kids and, my heart was breaking. So I just go and then hug. You okay? Yeah, you okay. And then the Muslim couple was watching what I was doing. And they were shocked, especially the lady. Because the village Christian, they are a little bit shy. So when they saw the Muslim families, they tried to keep away from them. But the one, the foreigner came, and then he hugged her son. And then she was a little bit surprised what happened. And then later, we had a Bible conference, and then second day, the lady came to the Bible study. This is very unusual. As a foreigner, I can't present gospel to Muslim directly. But when I show God's love to them, she came to the church. And then what happened in the church? One of our brothers teaching Bible to her. And then she was so interesting to hear about Jesus Christ. And then later, after the end of a Bible conference, she confessed Jesus Christ as my Savior. So I was surprised because just the little things that I show God's love, and then God works in her heart. And then the Word of God has a power to change her mind. And all the congregation was a surprise to hear her testimony. And they were now praying for her. God, Almighty God, You made a wall, and then we are weak. We are all the sinners, then. That one of our ladies came to you and then study Bible together and then confess that Jesus Christ is her Savior. And then we pray for her and then protect her mind. And then she could grow in you when she studied Bible. And then she had at the last night, she confessed the faith. And then I was very tired that night, so I went to bed early, 8 o'clock p.m. But that night, what happened? The Muslim people in that village were so upset. How come Muslims go to church and became Christian? So there was a big argument happened. So the church elders go to each houses and then explain. And then God really protected the village. So we are living in Indonesia, Muslim countries, 80%, more than 80%. And then second, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I mentioned that the most village people
were not happy to see the Bible conference in that village. So I pray God, God, how can I make them to be one? And I saw that some kind of a left, some kind of a little field, and I thought, oh, maybe we can make a volleyball place and then play volleyball together. So I asked one of my tribal friends, do you have any shovel? And then he said to me, hey, Bakim, they call Mr. Kim, Bakim, Bakim, don't try that. Nobody interested in that. So I said, yeah, it's okay. Anyway, I need exercise. So I shovel and then pull the grass. And after 30 minutes, I was so tired. It was a very hot day. And when I was getting tired, I could hear that someone's coming. And then the village people come, and then they help to make a volleyball net. And then finally, we made it. The tribal friends who said to me, don't try, he was so surprised to see that what happened. And then we played together. Then while we are playing volleyball, and then the young guys came out and they played together. And after they play volleyball, what happened? They asked us, why do you guys come here? And then we explained, yeah, we're going to have a Bible conference and you're welcome to come. And then some of the young people came to church. So I didn't expect this happen, but I pray and then God showed me what I can do and just to follow that. And then I could see God's power. And then the third, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him. And then brings the good tiding and then publishes the peace and brings the good tiding of good and then publishes salvation. That saith, unto Zion thy God reigns. Isaiah 52, 7. The one of the goal I propose to go to Tel Yabo, I do like to see the situation in all whole the Tel Yabo. So I plan to go to the capital city, but where I stay, it's 3 hours away from the main capital city. So I should ride a mountain bike. So there's some of the village Christians, they helped me to go there. But the road is like this. So go through the mountains. I know you guys like to ride a dirt bike. But the 3 hours, not fun. It's a bumpy and headache. And also, we need to cross the streams that we have left, the loaded motorcycle, and then the people pushing the raft. And their motorbike was not fancy. So on the way to go to the capital city, broke, and they fix it, and then keep going. And then we also need to cross the river. But the 2 months ago, what happens, the two brothers, they went to the night fishing. They shouldn't. So they were fishing, and then the older brothers is using lantern to see the fishes. And then suddenly, alligator came out and pulled him into the water. You know that you saw the documentaries how kill the alligator the people and spin. And then he died, and then the younger brother ran away. So this is the river that happened. So people scared to cross. So see there's some video clip. My Indonesian friends, they kind of look around where is alligator. So when you see these guys, that these guys kind of carefully see where is the alligator. But thankfully, I didn't see any alligator. So when I got into capital city, the first thing what I saw was mosque, the Muslim temple. So in the mountains, there are many Christians, but on the shore is already all the Muslim.
And this is the downtown in Taliabu. And the famous restaurant. The most famous restaurant in Taliabu. So I ate lunch there. And this is the biggest grocery market in Taliabu. So all the kind of meat or veggies and other stuff from different islands came to here. And then the mountain peoples came down and then they buy and then go back to their village. And I just to go around and see how the main capital city looks like. And then I got a phone call from my friend, and he said, "Hey, Andrew, something happened. You have to come to police department." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Yeah, policeman asked me to bring you to the department." So I said, "Yes." And I went there, and they said, "So you are a foreigner, so you have to report when you arrive the island." But actually, I already report in the village. But they said, you also have to report in the capital city. But it's not law. They made it. Why they made it? The money. They asked me the bride because I am a foreigner. So they asked me the $50 as a bride. And then I thought about it. And I pray, "God, how can I do this?" And then my tribal friends said to me, "Hey, Bakim, just to give money, and then we can go back home." And then I pray, how can I please the Lord? The $50, not a big deal. And then after I pray, I said to my friends, I can't give money. If I give money, they're going to ask me more. And every time, not me, other my friends come here, they will ask money. So I said to policeman, "Sorry, I can't give money." The policeman said to me that, "Okay, if you don't pay, you will go to jail. We will put you into jail." And I thought, oh, different stories. But I said to him, "Okay, I will go to jail rather than give him money." So it was a very serious. And then suddenly, they are laughing. So I said, "What happened? What's going on here?" And they said to me that, "We never see this someone who denied to give money." So I said, "Oh, yeah? You know what? God is Almighty God. When we decided to follow His way, He will protect you. It's a simple." But you know what? At that time, I already have decided to go to jail. I didn't know what's going to happen. But Satan tested me, my faith, and God protect me according to the scriptures. And then they said, "Okay, bye-bye." And I safely came back to the village. And then after we finish our language study, 2017, we plan to go to one of a tribe as a family. Usually, I went to the tribe, and then my family stay at home because sometimes the survey trips is dangerous. But this time, my kids always make imaginations how their life looks like in a village and in a tribe. Because sometimes I share about the alligator, they're scared, and the house is what looks like. So we plan to go to the village. And 24 hours driving, bumpy road, less than 50 kilometers because of a road conditions. So 3 days road trip to Lao Tse. And then we also need a mountain bike to go up to the Lao Tse. But surprisingly, my kids really enjoy. But we had a very a car seat that time. So we went to the tribal church in Laos. Actually, the Tim Watley's father, they went there and then they translate the Bible and then they plant the church. And this is one of the church. And then my kids, Aaron, Annie, Hannah, they play well with the tribal kids. So this is a quiz. What they are doing now? Yes, they are picking rice, lice, and this guy play now here. So when I saw my kids play with them, I worried, ooh-hoo, lice, what can I do? But my kids never care, they don't care. And they had a really good time. And my wife, she hosts the village ladies and then kids. The Laojie people, their personalities are very shy, and they don't talk a lot. So how they welcome to the people who come from the different village or city? They just came and then sitting on the deck, couple hours. They didn't say a lot. They just smile. And my wife just smile. That's how they greeting the people. And then sometimes the kids, they do some hiking. And this is some little path. And then see that this is a cliff. It's a beautiful nature. So living in a bush, it reminds me our life is not ours. It's totally depending on His hands. Unpredictable weather. So the day we planned to come down, we had a heavy rain. So the little streams that became in the very wider. So kids cannot cross over. So I do need to help Hannah. I was very tired. But I have to be strong to help my family. As a man, sometimes I said to God, "Hey God, I'm not a superhero. I need your help." And especially physical strength. But God always gives us the strength. And my brothers and sisters in the Lord, because of your prayers, we could survive in Indonesia. If you didn't pray, we couldn't survive there. And thank you so much for working together. And then, if you like to ride a dirt bike, welcome to come to Indonesia. And you can ride 3 hours, 4 hours, yeah. So when you see my wife here, she holds the bag tight. It is very muddy and slippery. So if you fall here, it's a cliff. So it's a little bit dangerous. So our future plan, God showed us the next generation in a tribe. There are many children. And also many young generations. They have a passion to study Bible. But they do need someone to teach Bible. And also, we are living in the nearby the training center. This is a tribal training center. And we got offer from them teaching Bible in training center in the future.
But we couldn't say yes because our heart in the tribes. We want to be the church planter in the tribe. So we still pray for that. What is the God's plan for my family? And then when I was studying Indonesian, some of our young people, we already got to know well. And then they ask us, hey, Pak Kim, we like to study Bible. Can you teach us? And I said to them, I'm sorry. I couldn't speak Indonesian well. You guys need to wait more than several months. And they said, no problem. We can wait. So when I finished my Indonesian language, and they came back and say, hey, Andrew, I heard that you're done. So now, teach us the Bible. And I thought, wow, what a privilege. And then I started a Bible study group with my coworkers. And then it was such a blessing to see their heart, how much they are passionate to know about God. And my major is computer science. So God used my skill to reach the local people. So God gave me some chance to teach how to fix the computers and the computer programming and others. So it is such a kind of the blessing that I had some experience and then God can use for His glory. And please pray for my family and our future ministerial locations. We haven't decided where we're going to move into. Can be Taliabu, or can be different island, or the Manado where now we are living, and then teaching Bible to the tribal people. We still pray for our future. And then co-workers who can go into tribe with us. And also, we need to renew our visa for 2019. Every year, we have a challenge, so pray for our visa. And spiritual and physical strength in the spiritual warfare. And also kids homeschooling and safety. Thank you so much for your listening. And then I'm going to close this time with a God's prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and your love and your provisions. God, we are weak, but you are strong. And you made the church, body of Christ, as a brothers and sisters. We could encourage each other to keep going in this journey until you come back to this world. Thank you, Lord. And then we praise your name and give honor to you tonight. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.